more dangerous by far than the beasts in the wood. Beware wicked thoughts that come creeping and crawling, the shadow of dreams that can never come good. She's the talk of the town, the pride of the valley, comes out with the sun and pours gold on the day. She knows all your names and smiles warm on your faces, but Rosabelle's wild as the briar in May. When each house lay asleep, she's dropped from her window in a blanket of darkness, crept out of the town, and she skipped up to Fallon Woods picking dog roses. No fear of the shadows that watched all around. She's plucked up her fill and laughed in the moonshine. In warm summer's dreaming, she's danced across the moor, first twisting and turning, then tripping and falling. Lifeless she's lain on the heather bed floor. When she's woke up, a fire's hot burning, she's tucked in silk sheets with Lord John watching there, saying, sleep, beauty, sleep, lose your mind in warm dreams. Safe in my home and well mending with care. In fever she's burned, the time's proved in healing, been ready to leave, but been blocked on the way. Oh, you thief, you were wrong to go picking my roses, and for stealing from me, it's right here that you'll stay. Oh, John, you're so proud and silent and stubborn, much bigger than most, and unkempt it is true. But I've grown fond of your ways and your quiet woodland keeping. Be I thief or no, I will stay here with you. Seven slow years she's been counting the hours. Oh, my husband's uncomely and will not look on me. I long rue the day I went picking his flowers. Now take heed, young girls, his roses undoing. There's a diary she keeps of her sorrows and cares. If you write yourself down, then you're asking for trouble. It's the nature of words to be read and be shared. One grey summer's morning, she slipped into town with excuses of shopping, but for fresh company. Oh, and who should be there but some boys from the army, and James the most charming in every degree. It isn't by chance he strolled past her window, nor by chance she's met him out walking alone, and they've tied up their love in the long July verses. With the steel dawn, she's gone tiptoeing home. She's gone to the kitchen, but Lord John's crept after. He's found her at writing and read just a few lines. Oh, he rants and he rages and tears up the pages, and in the grief of betrayal, she has fled from his cries. She's run for the woods, and he's tried to call after, but the chill death of heartbreak has stolen his phone, and she's caught in the thorns of his wild dog roses. There James has found her, cold dead as the stone. Beware of your heart, it's cruel and it's careless, more dangerous by far than the beasts in the wood. Beware wicked thoughts that come creeping and crawling, the shadow of dreams that can never come good.